every relationship is different, whether it be monogamous, sister wives, whatever. And you can either be in a monogamous relationship and be completely unhappy and cheat on your partner, or you can do this, and it's generally a much healthier relationship. I met Griffin at a drama club meeting of our college. She was beautiful. The first immediate thing I thought was, that girl has really nice hair. It was, at the time, brown, and it was cut into a shoulder length type thing. And I just remember thinking, I really want to see this girl smile, because I bet she has a beautiful smile.
Hi, I'm Griffin. And I was actually dating another girl at Chat State. And we'd been dating for about 2 years. Pretty serious. We were engaged and all that stuff. But she was quite mean. So I went to the first drama club meeting. And the first person I saw was this Amy, the Amy I'm with now. And my first thought about her was, oh my God, this girl looks like Betty Crocker. She had this black with white polka dotted frilly dress on and a little cardigan. And then she talked.
So I started poking fun at her just to try to make her laugh or smile or something like that.
And I said, oh my God, this girl sounds like an elf.
It was the first meeting, so we were setting up for the Oktoberfest festival. The haunted house is Rock City's Forest of Fear at Blowing Screams Farm. I've worked there nearly a decade now, since I was 15. You scare people. Every job is different. I tend to be a crawler. I crawl around and make weird vocalizations and move my head in weird ways and scare people. It's a lot of makeup, airbrush if you can't take latex, and it looks like open sores and wounds and oozy pus and stuff. I invite people occasionally to work at the haunted house because I've worked for them so long and they respect my opinion. And I made the general announcement, if anybody wants a paying job, if you have a valid ID and a social security card, I can get you a job for October only, but it's a job.
So she ended up asking me, to work at the haunt. And
had you ever done anything like that?
I did a very small haunted house in the town of Erin, Tennessee.
And she showed interest, and a few other people showed interest, but she was the only one that actually stuck it out and got the job.
I ended up getting very lost on my way there because I didn't know how to get there, and I was going off someone else's how-to kind of thing. I ended up getting there about an hour late. Everyone has already been sent into the Forest of Fear in their makeup. And they just kind of do something for me real quick and send me out there.
Griffin had a fight with her girlfriend at the time. And her girlfriend got angry at her and kicked her out of the house.
And I basically said, I'm done with you. I'll be back for my stuff when I can. And I was really torn up. Just heartbroken, upset. We'd been together for like 2 years. And she was always really mean to me, but that doesn't always stop you from caring about somebody.
And it gets back that she's sleeping in her car.
I said, where's a good parking lot for me to park my Jeep and sleep? I don't have anywhere to go, and I don't have any gas. I was just going to park at the Walmart and go to sleep. You know, I didn't want to park anywhere that I was going to get hurt.
I don't let people sleep in their car.
When did you ask her she could come to your house?
It wasn't asking so much as it was, this is what's going to happen because it's cold out. It was immediately after the haunt. As soon as we were all done getting out of makeup and hair and stuff, I walked over to her and we said, so you're living with us now.
And I was so confused because I'd only really talked to Amy at drama club and only a little bit before the haunt.
We go, well, we heard you're homeless, so you're living with us now. She goes, no, I'm fine. I can sleep in my car. It's not a big deal.
At this point, had started to have a crush on Amy. Big crush on Amy. Because she was nice to me, and she's very pretty, and that was really refreshing from my last relationship. I didn't think that they would be willing to take in someone that they don't know the personal habits of, they don't know really the past of, they don't, you know. And they were just, they were so willing.
We had a very big house at the time, but it immediately began with she was spending the night, she was sleeping in our room, and actually she and Sean, because I went to bed immediately after the haunt because I was really tired, she and Sean stayed up, and I woke up to Sean shaking me and going, "Hey, Amy, I think I'm going to sleep with Griffin. Is that okay?" Sean is my husband. I've met Sean at the haunt my first year working it, and we got married 2 years ago.
So I'd already had a crush on her at this point. So I thought, there's a possibility that we could date there. And I end up hooking up with Sean instead, which is her husband. I was so freaked out. Like, I was like, does she mind this? Does she mind this? Like, I kept asking. He was like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine, we're poly. And I'd never heard that before. It's like, what is poly? What is that? And they explained, you know, it's like a open relationship for everybody kind of thing. And I was like, okay. Still, the next morning, I came to her and apologized.
And Griffin looks at me and goes, "I'm so sorry. I slept with your husband." And I looked at her and I went, "Did you have fun?"
So, Sean, tell your side of the story.
No one wants to hear Sean.
So we were sitting there and I was checking on her and I got more of the story. Everything she's already told about the fight. And she seduced me. The devil woman. We started to hit it off. And one of the few rules Amy and I have for the poly thing and is you got to talk to the other person first so that everybody's on the same page.
Most people think that polyamory is a lack of jealousy. It's not. It's the ability to talk through jealousy and the ability to work a Google spreadsheet document, specifically Google Calendar.
So I got her on the same page. And things happened. FCC regulations prohibit further details. And we've been together ever since then. The core is the three of us. We are as much a couple as any two people in a serious long-term committed relationship. It's just that there's three of us, which makes logistics a little trickier, but other than that, it's just like any other relationship.
It's like, you know, you have two different flavors of ice cream that you like.
Another good analogy I've heard is if you have a second kid, it doesn't make you love your first kid less.
As far as intimacy goes, sometimes it's two of us, sometimes it's three of us, sometimes it's us with other people.
Do you each sleep in the same bed each night?
We rotate.
We used to all sleep in one bed, and it just got too cramped, so we sort of split up, and we rotate. Griffin's always in the big bed with one of us, but Amy and I sort of go back and forth for who's on the big, super comfy princess bed.
Some people are born monogamous, and that's perfectly okay. Some people aren't.
And we've been together since then. That's over a year now.
Well, I guess that's it. Is there anything else maybe that either of you want to say? If not...
Love is love.